Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everybody. Beautiful song to bring you on into the show. And we're glad that you are here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio on a Wednesday night. I'm your host, of course, Michael Long, and we have Lisa Zayas joining us as we do each Wednesday night here at this time, psychic medium extraordinaire, and she's really amazing at what she does and what she can bring in to you. And we'll be taking calls here momentarily a little bit into the show, so this gives you time to start calling in now and then pressing the 1 once you connect the phone number. As always, for the past 9 years, 347-884-8245. And if you would like to contact Lisa, her contact link is here on the show page. Can't miss it. It's right there. You can click on it right now as you're listening to the program. It'll take you to a separate window, so you won't lose the program at all. And you can keep on listening, and you'll find at Lisa's site. She does a lot more than private readings, so definitely check that out. With her shawls, her moon dance shawls, hypnotherapy CDs, handmade items, a lot of testimonials on the website. She also does Reiki, so guided meditations, so definitely check that out. Go to the website, which is listed right here on the show page. Okay, so the number to call in again, one more time, 347-884-8245. And let's bring Lisa on to the show. Welcome back, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you? I am fine. I just finished some yoga, so I'm feeling nice and relaxed and having a good night so far. Thank you for that wonderful wonderful intro, all those wonderful things you said. I really appreciate that. It makes me feel special.
Sure, you're very special. So, and I saw on your website you went to the 2-day seminar at James Brown Prague. So I love James. He's so good.
Oh, that was an amazing, oh my gosh, you know, I had been following James for, you know, forever, since Sylvia Brown and John Edwards. You know, I read all their books, and, you know, I always really liked him. I felt he was very real, and we got this opportunity from a friend who gave us the tickets to go, and the site Omega is not far. It's maybe about 20 minutes away from our home, so we got to go see him and spend that time with him, and it was funny because I brought my husband with me. And I kept saying, you know, he always gets to talk to somebody in the audience, you know. And it was an amazing experience because I kept praying, manifesting. You know, we're going to talk about that with the candles. I kept hoping that he would reach out to my husband because, you know, my husband didn't have this experience. He didn't have, you know, all the stuff that I had studied. And I wanted to show him, you know, like what it could be to have someone tell you something that no one else knows. And he, in fact, really, it was like the last day, and it was like maybe a half hour before, you know, the weekend was going to end, and I kept saying, I know you can reach out to him. If you could pick one person and change that person's life, it would be my husband. And he did. He picked him, and he told him about his father, about things that no one knows. Nobody knows. In fact, even my husband didn't know until a few months before some information. So this information was very personal. And he told him exactly what he needed to hear. And there was so much healing. There was so much peace. It was exactly what we needed that day. And so I did. I took the class with James and, you know, I did get my certificate. It was a wonderful experience, I have to say. I definitely owe a lot to James because he helped my husband to almost jumpstart, you know. It was so black and white. My husband is so logical. He's so, you know, he studied medicine. So a lot of people who study, like, the law or medicine, they can't help but being so logical, and we need that. You know, we need that in them. But sometimes the other side is languishing a little bit. So he got to have that beautiful gift from James, and I will always be grateful to him. I will always be grateful to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I found James many years ago when I first started my spiritual travels, and I just knew he was so real, so authentic. And through the years, especially doing these shows, my wife will always ask me, well, who did you interview? Who was on? Who are you talking to? And she will always ask me, what do you think about him? And I'll usually say one or two things like, well, I don't know. But then us others, I'll say, oh, they are the real deal. I said, you really got to pay attention to what I tell you about them. And James is always in that category of the real deal. Yeah. And yeah, he's great. Yeah. So
it was because we sat there and, you know, I just knew, you know, my counsel, I just felt that they were going to give me this gift. You know, I really felt that Nelson would get that information. And I wasn't worried, but it was, you know, it was getting towards the end. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, this is it. Like, we have a half hour, you know, like, we're right at the end of the wire. And I'm holding my breath, and I'm like, all right, I know the council said this could happen. I begged them, you know. And I even forfeited mine. I said, I won't even talk to James. Like, I won't even ask a question if you could forfeit my turn and give it to Nelson, you know. And he looks, he goes to our side and he says, oh, you know, I have somebody here. There's a father who wants to talk to, well, I knew it was Nelson. I just broke down and started sobbing because I knew that he was going to get like such a miracle. So yeah, I was sobbing like a big baby in the audience. it was great. Really great.
Well, that's great to hear. It's great to hear, you know, just average people's testimony, you know, like that. And it really is great validation. You know, I went and saw someone locally, which I will never mention the name because I'm not going to say anything bad about someone on the air. Just not. But, you know, someone very big that everybody would know the name. And it was such a negative experience. As far as what I witnessed, and it really wasn't even that individual, but just that person's people around them that just made me walk out. It was just real. So, but anyway, it's good to hear good stories. So anyway, I'm glad you shared that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. So we were going to talk. I figured we'll just do a little. I wanted to teach people something tonight, so I thought that we can lighten it up. And so a lot of people always ask other people to help them, like, you know, especially when you're doing Reiki and you're doing distance healing and you do prayer with intent. You know, a lot of people will say, Lisa, you know, can you pray for this? Can you pull a card? And I definitely do that. It's not a problem. You know, I will do an intent, a prayer with intent. If someone needs some special help, I will definitely do that. But I think it's important that we share how to do that. I think it's important that when we're making a prayer with intent, the strongest prayer you can make is one that you make for yourself, because only you know the power of that and how much you want that outcome to be. Again, always working in the positive, realms, you will get back if you put anything out negative. So I just want to put that little footnote in there. But so I wanted to tell you that you know, I've seen a lot of people do candles and they go to someone who has already put an intention into that candle, and I think that's fine. If you take that candle home and that person has blessed it and you know the person, it's very important to know the person that's blessed your candle. Otherwise, I'm going to teach you tonight how you can do it yourself. My suggestion is always to get a candle, the glass candles that are usually the novena candles. I prefer the white ones with nothing on it, no labels, no pictures. And there's a reason for that. I like the plain candle because what you're going to do with that candle is that you're going to sit with that candle and think exactly what you want, right? And I want you to get words that will describe what you would like. So, for instance, if it is a new job, then you would obviously put job fulfillment, abundance, joy. Anything that can describe that new job, maybe even the name of the company that you really like. You know, if you have the name of the company, you're going to take a magic marker, whatever color you like. I like the black because when the light's flickering down, you can really see the letters. And you're going to write all those words on the candle. And you're going to put as many as you can fit onto the candle. always remaining mindful to put some key words, like grateful, that you're grateful that the universe is listening, that you want joy out of the outcome. That's always a good word to put in there. Peace, maybe love, you know. You want to love what you're going to do. You can get a job, but maybe that's the job that you want is not the job that's going to be the best. And therefore, you're allowing the universe to say, okay, you know, this is not the one. We're going to work on something different. So by doing that and using your magic marker, fill up your candle with all the words that you feel will definitely set the intention into the candle. Take your time. This shouldn't be rushed. Make it pretty. You could decorate the candle. You could put pictures on it. You could wrap it up in a ribbon after you're finished. Believe it or not, the more time you take with the candle, the more time you take preparing it, it's kind of showing the universe how serious you are, that this is a really serious matter to you, and you're taking the time to show them, look, this is what I would like. This is what I need. Now, the other important part of that is that you could then set the candle somewhere. I like to set it in the sun. That's what I did yesterday. I had to do a very special prayer. You could set it in the sun. You could set it in a place that's very special in your home. It could just be your own personal space. It could be your bedroom in a nice space on your bureau. It doesn't have to be a consecrated or sacred space, just a space that means something to you. With that, you will then say a prayer over the candle. And now this is where it's the most important. This is the time where you can say a prayer, or you can literally just, if you're musically inclined or you have a song that you just love and that you just love to sing from your heart, like You Raise Me Up, you can absolutely blast that song and hold the candle to your heart. If you can't sing, that's fine. You know, just hold the candle to your heart and let those words penetrate into the candle. Okay, there's many beautiful songs out there that you could choose, whichever one speaks to your heart. If you would like to offer the candle to the four corners, I like sometimes offering it to the four angels, and that's Raphael in the east, Michael in the south, Gabriel in the west, and Uriel in the north. If you would like to offer the candle to them, and that way you face the east, the south, the west, and the north, and you offer that to each angel and you ask for their blessings, you can do that too. But then the final thing that you want to do, and this is where everyone loses it. I mean, up until that point, it all sounds easy. The hardest part now is to believe that you are part and a piece of the divine, that you are a part of the Creator. You are not separate from the Source. Source is not separate from you. You are the is you. You're all connected. If you could really, really believe that you are a piece of the divine, then you know that prayer will be answered. So you could actually hold it to your heart, let the song go on, let the prayer go on, and then you actually breathe into the candle. Your breath then going on to that candle just solidifies the fact that you are a piece of God. I am that I am. I am part of the Creator. I am a piece of God. Therefore, I am capable of making miracles happen. That is the most key part of this whole prayer. Now, anyone can make a candle and give it to you, but they're not going to have that part of it. You need to put your own breath onto that candle, and when you do, you will take all the air out of your lungs, and you will place it into that candle. All your hopes and dreams, everything that you want to happen, you will place it. Now, those candles are kind of large. They usually do burn for 4 days. I will make sure that I am home for those 4 days, or at least someone is home, and that candle will not go out for 4 days until it is completely down. That's why I always recommend you keep it in a safe spot, make sure you're home, and get the glass candle. Do not get a plain wax candle, and then some people like to carve things into the candle. That's a wonderful thing, but you have to be careful with that. I prefer the glass candles, but to each his own, whichever one you feel safe on. If you do get the wax candle, make sure you put it into a glass container so that you are safe. And again, if you have any questions, you can also call, you know, you can also visit the website, ask me a question of how to do these steps. But there really is no definite steps. The way you proceed with your candle, the way you absolutely honor it, is the right way. So my way might not be your way. You might take a different step. You might take out your drums and do a guitar or just, you know, sing your heart out and then, you know, kiss it up to the Creator and then place it down. That's it, and that's fine. Whatever you do, you must know that when you've finished, it is done. That's the other part of it. When you have completely finished, and even if you take that candle and you cry because something is so dear to you that you really need this to happen and you shed tears, know that when that last tear is done, the prayer is done, and do not think about it anymore. Keep a positive thought. When you see the candle, keep remembering, okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yep, I'm getting this job. Yes, I'm moving in a new direction. Yes, you know, I'm getting better. You know, if you have some issues that you're trying to deal with, yes, I'm getting better. You can light a candle just to help yourself be strong. If you're having issues that that you're dealing with that are very difficult, by seeing that candle, you're reminding yourself that you said this prayer and that the universe is working in synchronicity to help you achieve your final end. So that's really how, you know, we do candles. And for someone who asks me to do one, it's very personal. It does take me some time to set up the candle and to bless it. I will do incense. I will burn sage. I will bless this. I will bless the candle. My husband, you know, through the Native Americans, he will do a tobacco ceremony, and he will offer tobacco to the four corners. So this is similar, a little different, but it's the same. It's the same thing. So if we have to do it, the ceremony, just preparing the candle and getting things ready, could take about a half hour. But how important is that prayer to you? And how much do you want that outcome? The more you think about it, the better. Now, after the candle is done, another good thing to do is to actually see what you wanted manifest, which is if you now want the job and you're looking to get a job, you will then see yourself cashing the check. You will then see yourself maybe buying a new outfit because you got the job. You will then see yourself maybe getting a new apartment because you got the new job. Every time you look at that candle during your 4 days, you are then to take it to the next step. I already got the job. This is what I'm going to do with the money. Oh, I'm going to put it into a savings. Oh, I'm going to be able to move. So all through those 4 days, you're pretty much in a meditative state because you're already seeing that it manifested, and what am I going to do once that happens? So it's very important to take it to the next step by believing and then continuing that belief. The minute you pull the plug and say, I'm never going to get the job, you have, it's almost as if the balloon has popped. So the most important thing is to keep a very positive thought, to keep thinking that I'm a piece of the Creator and I can make miracles happen. And that's really how you do a candle manifestation. So any questions, please just go to Lisa, Hypnotherapy and Reiki. .com, and you can send me a message or visit me on Lisa Zayas on my Facebook page, and I would be able to clarify any, you know, concerns or any confusion you have about that so that you can make a manifestation candle. So back to you, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. That was really great. That's really helpful for a lot of people out there, I know, very much so. So thank you. We want to go to the callers here for Lisa, so dial on into the show. This is the caller part of the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. If you are wanting to speak to Lisa, I'll come to you in the screening room as well. And let's go to our first caller, area code 662. Welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Tanae, Michigan.
I'm sorry, the name?
Kanae.
Oh, Kanae. Hi, Kanae. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I am well. I am well. What can we do for you?
Well, so I was wondering if the current relationship I'm in is the best move for me right now.
Okay. Right. Yeah, it's funny. I actually pulled the unknowable card for you. Let's see why. I know. Okay, so this card has a lot of potential. It's a blank card, which means that everything has potential. But let me see why you would pull it when you ask that question. Blankness is held in the undiluted potential. Do you think you have a lesson to learn with this gentleman? Do you think that there's something that you needed to learn?
I always see that as a potential.
Okay. But for this particular relationship, it's almost as if, how do I say, like when, there's things about him that bother you. But at the same time, these things that bother you are things about yourself that you, in turn, would like to change also.
Right.
That's a very weird concept. I mean, I know it's so deep, but even when you say it, even when I say it, it's like, what? But sometimes when we look at someone and they have a trait that bothers us, it's something that really is about us, which teaches us
right. How
to move forward. So this is where your relationship is with this gentleman. And how you want to proceed about that is really up to you. So the unknowable card is you have a chance to learn a lot about not only him, but about yourself, which is a very interesting place to be. And how you decide, you know, sometimes when, you know, I was just actually talking to my husband about this. Sometimes, like, I had said something to him, and I really didn't mean it the way I said it, but it was really a reflection about something I was trying to change in me. You know, he was trying to help me, and I was right away like, blah, you know. But when I thought about it, he was right. And another way to say, I'm trying to listen to the counsel. You can't change something unless you own it. So when you own something and you're like, ugh, I really don't like that about myself, but you own it, then you can change it because you look at it and it's in your face.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So
yeah,
that's where you
are
right now, which is a very interesting place to be, you know? Your next card is the Warrior card. It says, the danger is that through hasty or ill-timed action, life force is leaked out or spilt away. If an association is short-lived, do not grieve, but know that it has fulfilled its span. So once you learn everything you have, you'll have the opportunity to decide, have you learned enough, and is it worth staying in this relationship, or if you have learned enough and it's time to grow. I know that's very, I'm not giving you an answer, but it's all about you growing, so I can't tell you if you're going to grow or not.
Yeah.
It's a nice spot that you're in. You have a lot of opportunity here, and you have a lot of opportunity to shine. So I would see that this gentleman came into your life definitely to make you a better person to see where you want to go with it.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, all that makes sense to me.
Okay. I'm happy for you. If that makes you happy, like I'm happy where you are. Like you, there's no other place you're supposed to be than where you are right now.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and then basically you'll be the, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months there'll be some changes, and I think you'll still be together, but you'll understand yourself and decide what you want to do from there and how you want to take this relationship to the next level, what you want to do. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
I appreciate you. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Talk to you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We're going to go next here to stay in, actually, Michigan, and we're going to bring Tara onto the show.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am well. What can we do for you?
I feel a lot of changes coming in. I'm feeling a lot of different alignments in a lot of different places in my life, and I have potential with several different creative opportunities, and I'm just kind of lost at this point, so I would like some insight with what to do with my creative abilities.
Aw. You actually, I pulled the card growth for you. And it is It is reversed, so let me just see why. Diligence. Okay. It says, events or more likely aspects of character interfere with the growth of a new life. So right now, do you think you have, like, a lot on your table? Like, are you focused on, are you scattered? Are you focused? Because it says you may be required to fertilize the ground through correct preparation. If you do so, then growth is assured. Like, are you running ahead of the cart? Like, is the cart ahead of the horse? Because I think if you just take a step back and go a little slow, I think you'll catch yourself. You'll catch up to yourself.
That sounds perfect to me. Yes, I do need to do some grounding.
You know, and it says, penetrating gently, imitate the wind and fly. So what I'm seeing is that you have the ability, but your mind is like, you're so much further than where you really are right now. So you know what? The universe is saying, go slow. It's not a matter of, you know, winning the race. It's about getting yourself grounded, and then you'll be fine. Because your next card
Wonderful.
Is fertility. Yeah, take your time. They're telling you how many times. You know, I would say, I think you're 3 months ahead of yourself. I think you're like jumping through. You know, if you wanted it time-wise, you know.
I feel like that's just part of my personality, too. But, yes.
Well, you're an
All
artist,
right.
So you see things. Like, you see things, but it's like your eyes are going, but your legs are, like, stuck in the sand. So it's like your legs are trying to catch up. And if your legs aren't grounded, and it's not, you're not, your whole being's not there. And I just, it's funny because I just read something interesting, so maybe this pertains to you. When you create, an artist creates, and it has to do even when you cook. So when you're cooking, you're creating. But when an artist creates, they're supposed to use all their chakras. All seven chakras are supposed to align and fire up. That's how, from the root chakra, from that tribal, you know, from the root tribal feeling, all the way up to that perfect crown chakra, an artist will use all of it. So right now, you're so in the head part, which is great, but you got to get the bottom part down too. You got to get your grounding.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
Now, you're an artist. I would say in order to ground, since I think your purples and, you know, the blues and all that on the top, above the heart, your heart is green, okay? So if all the colors that you feel are good above your heart, you have your blue, your indigo, and your violet, I think you're okay. It's your reds, yellows, and oranges, okay? That's the grounding one. So if you want to ground yourself, then you know what? Maybe wear a color red. You know, some people work well with that. Try to start balancing your colors as an artist. Wear maybe a little bit more red or orange and try to ground down so that you're not flying up so high.
Okay.
Does that sound better? I'm not good with red and orange. I'm a brown person. Everything to me is brown and green. But
well,
I
definitely have a lot of black, and that's deep grounding, but I will pull out my red.
Red. Your next card is great. Your next card is fertility. So that means that you may, it says, let me see, let me just go through. For you, it says, signals your emergence from a closed crystalline state. So once everything is grounded, you're going to soar like a butterfly. That feel better?
Oh, yes. I just got chills. The synchronicities of everything I've been reading and happening upon lately. This is amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I actually said I'll end it for this with you so you have a nice thing to think about tonight. A butterfly emerges still moist from the cocoon. This is how new life comes, softly, secretly, and among the green shoots. So tonight when you go to bed, see yourself as that little cocoon and, you know, just opening up to that butterfly slowly and quietly and secretly, and you'll be fine.
Amazing. Perfect reading. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Let us know how you do, Kara, all right? I love artistic work. So send me something on Facebook. Let me know what you're doing. I'll share it. You know, people who are artistic, I love to see what everyone's doing because when you do something that's artistic like that, you have your passion. And when you have the passion, you are really showing that divine spark in yourself and letting others see it. So we need more of that.
I will be in touch with you. Yes, perfect.
Oh, I would love to see it. Thank you, Kara, so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it very much. And let's see where we go next here. Let's go up to Canada, and let's bring in Faye to the show. Welcome.
Hi,
Lisa. Faye,
how are you?
Good, I am well. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's going
thanks
on?
Thanks for taking my call. I
oh,
want to
no
know
problem.
What you see about my love life.
Okay. All right. Now, I get the card. All right. You're not too happy with this relationship, are you?
Well,
not as happy as you could.
Yeah, I mean, I am happy when we're together, but he's just too busy right now. And it's not like an official relationship. I've known him for a very long time. Yeah. And we're just trying it out, but I don't know what's happening.
All right. Let me ask you something. If you were to pick a number, and this is what I ask my kids, are you at like, do you feel like you have like 125% with this person? Or did you settle for like 8? Yeah, you know what it is like, I always say that when you're going into a relationship, you should be at a happiness quotient of like over 100%. You know, everything should be absolutely perfect and everything should be well, doing well. Because reality is it definitely goes down to, you know, 90, 80. And if you start off at 80, you're probably down to 55 if you're lucky. So do you feel, are you happy in this relationship?
When we're together, I am like 1,000% happy.
Okay.
Because he's so busy, I don't know what's happening, and it's so early into the relationship, I just don't understand what's happening.
Okay, well, the cards say that, this card is called protection, and it says, control of your emotions are at issue here. That's what this card mostly says for you. Remain mindful that timely action and correct conduct are the only true protection. If you find yourself feeling pain, observe the pain and stay with it. Don't try to pull it down. Don't pull the veil down and escape from life by denying what is happening. So to be honest with your feelings and talk to him about how you're feeling, at the same time to understand that if he is busy and he is working, that you're going to have to understand that too. It's going to be a balancing act more than anything for you, Faye, you know? How you feel about this? If this relationship is at 1,000% like you said, then you're going to have to understand how he feels, and you're going to have to, communication is going to be your biggest thing. You know, explaining how you feel. That's the only thing that would save this, because if you don't communicate with him, chances are that your emotions get the best of you, and you'll have a fight that's over something silly that has nothing to do with why you're really upset.
I see. Do the cards say anything about anywhere to go somewhere?
For him to go somewhere?
No, for the relationship to, you know, go somewhere, continue.
It's really going to... It has the wholeness card. So that's the next card, which is a great card. It means that you two people are united. Let me just go to that to make sure where it's all for you. For by our power we do nothing, even in loving. It is love that loves through us. This is the way of thinking. So it says, I can of my own self do nothing. So right now, what the card is saying is that, I would say that the council would say communication is really important. Control of your emotions, okay, not to get yourself upset. But if you are concerned about the relationship, to make sure that you do express that in a very nice manner, not to wait till you're so upset that you have an argument that leads to a bigger thing. You're on very thin ice right here. You don't want to ruin a relationship because you're upset about how it's going when you're not seeing the other side. You need communication, very, very important. So it's a very, very thin ice you're on.
Okay, and the wholeness card.
The wholeness card is when, you know, in order for you to have wholeness, you also have to have that feeling of security. You know, in a relationship, you know, if the other partner is working a lot, there has to be some measure of like, okay, he's working a lot, but he's doing this for us, and I miss him, but I am in my own self, I'm okay. I am okay with that. And that's okay. Where you have to get to where you're like, I'm okay. I have my own life, I'm doing my own things, and I am okay. If you are worried constantly about it, then you are going to be, as I say, quote, on thin ice.
I see. Okay.
All right.
So communication is number one.
Yeah, you need to be, your mental status on this is the most important thing. You know, how you feel, how secure you are. You know, how secure he makes you feel also. I mean, it's a two-way street. But being secure in knowing that, you know, I am worth it. I am worth his love. And I'm going to wait for him because he is busy. And I'm an understanding girlfriend in this. At the same time, I will express my desires to him. And I will tell him when I think that this, you know, that I miss him. So, again, it's a lot of communication. If not, then ice.
I see. Okay.
Right, does that make sense to you? Because that's what the counselor goes, they should be ice and you on a pond.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing where you are right now. And he's not on that pond because he's pretty much what they're showing me, that he's on the land doing what he has to do. You're the one that's on the pond.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the picture,
okay.
I get. So I want to see you on your own mountain, on strong, sturdy ground. And being powerful, too, so that he has his land, you have your land, and together you're making it work.
Okay, and you see that with fixing the communication, that it can work? It is a good relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
people
say you can express your emotions, and there's a truth to that. I mean, not in a negative way, but when you're at the beginning of a relationship, you need to express boundaries. You need to express, you know, how you feel, you know, what you will accept, what you won't accept. And these are really important because if you don't do it now, then later on when it becomes an issue, the other person is going to be, you know, blindsided and not understand where it came from. So it's important to establish those boundaries and those rules of communication early. So that they don't become a problem, because the other person is going to be like, wow, how come we didn't talk about this months ago?
Yeah.
Very important.
Thanks.
Let
so
us know
much.
How you do. All right?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Faye. I wish you lots of luck. And take it slow. You're going to be fine.
Okay, pray for me.
I will.
And us. Thank you.
All right.
Take
care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we all will pray for you, Faye, here on the show, and people listening to this. And Lisa, tell the folks how people can reach you.
You can reach me at Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S, and that's my Facebook. You can friend me, and I'll be happy to talk to you there. You can also go to my website, which is a little bit longer. It's Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki. There is a contact form that you can send me a note. You can also browse through the information that I have on the site, or you can text me at 570-269-5649, and I'd be happy to answer you. I do get back to you right away. I don't make you wait a week or so. So if you have any questions, just reach out, and hopefully I can help you.
Okay, very good. Let's go up to New York and bring in Tim to the show. Welcome, Tim.
Hey,
hi,
welcome.
Tim.
How
are
you guys doing tonight?
I am well.
Hey,
how are you?
No complaints. I was wondering if you could tell me if you saw anything in regards to any new job opportunities or just direction career-wise. Kind of floundered, not sure where to go, been kind of stuck in certain circumstances for a while. I'm going to listen back to the show on your whole candle thing because that sounded like something I really needed to do. But I just was wondering if you saw anything.
Okay. Okay. It says a quickening of your development is indicated here. you get the gateway card, which is really nice, because I always say the gateway card is once you pass the gateway, nothing's ever the same. So it's always a great card. It says your attitude, the clarity of your intention. Okay. But since it's reversed, it says to take advantage of faults that you have along the way. And that usually means that before you get to the gateway, you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Okay? So right now, I'm feeling the council saying that you're changing a lot. Within the last 6 or 7 months, you've done a lot of changing. I don't know if it's spiritually or just in your environment, but you've made some major changes in your thinking. Would that be correct?
Yeah, kind of. I'm kind of realizing that maybe relationship-wise, the one I'm in, it's been a long term, that it's not really serving me or my partner. So I've known that. I've kind of came to that realization as of late, so I'm trying to figure that out as well. But, yes, my thinking has kind of changed.
Okay. So over the winter, I would say that was the most of the changing, that you realized that who you really are. I think I see that you're starting to shine a little bit more, being a little bit more initiative and wanting to shine a little bit more than you have been. Would that be correct?
Yes. Well, it's correct that I want to. I don't know if it's necessarily happening, but I'm putting the intention out there. Not sure how, but I'm putting the intention out there and trying to put myself in a good a place where I can tune into intuition or something and get an idea, connect with somebody somehow. So I guess that's fair to say.
Yeah, okay. I like that. And you know what? I want to talk. The next card is joy, so I'm going to jump to that. Council wants to remind you that, you know, I always talk about the gold stars, and it's my best metaphor. You know, you're at a spot right now where you're close to the gateway. I would say you're two-thirds at the gateway, which means that there's something going to change in your life, and that's a great thing. So it is coming about two-thirds of the way, and you will have a major change. But as you do that, you are at the point in time where in order to get to that gateway, you know, picture it in front of you. Picture this gateway. It's about like 6 feet. It's not that big. It's 6 feet, you know, to pass through. And as you're picking stars, making choices, you're trying to stay on that course to get to the gateway. You know, if you pick like a silver one or a copper one, you kind of veer off to the left and you veer off to the right. But right now, you're at a place where you're trying to pick the best gold stars and move forward. All right? And I think you're doing
okay.
That. And every time you make a decision, you always have a chance because the whole system changes. The whole universe of stars change, and you get more gold stars to pick from with all these other probabilities and all these possibilities. I would say that you have three decisions to make before you get through the gateway. Not really sure where these are, but there's three decisions that you're going to make. And if you really listen to your intuitive self, these three decisions will walk you right through the gateway, all right? You know, maybe if we had a little bit more time, I could ask what those three are. But there's three decisions. One is, like, family. One is, are you moving? You have an apartment? Is something with your apartment changing outside? Is there something going on with your outside of your apartment or where you live?
No, not currently. Only that if I were to leave my relationship, I would have to move. So that's something I'm juggling.
Okay. All right. Are you planning on making a garden somewhere? Like, are you doing getting more in touch with gardening? Did you decide to do something like that?
I did not. The weather's been abnormally warm in New York, so I've been trying to see if I can make it out to kind of plant my feet in the ground in Central Park and just try to do some grounding there.
Okay. But, like, for the spring coming, are you intending to, like, plant things? Are you getting more in touch with planting?
I had no intentions to.
Okay.
I
think that's a nice idea. I think, what sign are you?
Gemini,
okay. I see that, like, for some reason, like, the earth is very important to you. So I would say that you need to get in touch with the earth. That's a really good place for you to be. So maybe grounding, going to the walk in the park. But those are the places that really allow you to think a lot better.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Now, your next card is Joy, which is a great card. It says, things are slow to coming to fruition, but they will be, they come. It says, the process of birth is long and arduous. Fears arise from the safety of the child within. Okay? So there's something coming, but all of a sudden you get nervous. But if you know that it's coming, you're forewarned. Okay? So ask yourself if you possess the virtues of seriousness and sincerity. To possess them is to have tranquility. So, you know, a lot of times when I even do cards for myself, I get cards that I don't like, and I'm like, ugh. I will tell you, 2 weeks ago, I got 5 cards from the other deck I use, all bad cards, all cards, warning, no good, oh, my gosh, you know. And I came downstairs, and I said, oh, this is going to be a good one, you know. But I was warned. I was absolutely warned that something was coming, and it did. Oh, it did, you know. But I was geared up for it. So people say, like, well, you don't really want to know bad news. Well, you know, I didn't know what it was. I had an idea of the few things, but then I was sucker-punched with something else. But I was warned. So something is coming before you get to the gateway. A couple of decisions you have to make. Choose wisely. Get outside into the dirt. Find that peace. And know that when it comes, you've been warned. So say, you know what? I call it Michael's sword and shield, the Archangel Michael. You know, you have his protection, and call on him, you know. Call on Michael and say, you know what? I know I'm going to go through some stuff. Could you help me get through this? And then knowing that it's going to happen, it's almost like you got the cheat, you know, you got the answers for a test. Like, it's going to come up. It's going to be a tough one. But you've been forewarned. Okay?
Gotcha.
What you're going
okay.
through right now, these three things are not major. I'm not really dealing with the relationship. I'm dealing about you and your job right now because that's what you asked for. So the three things that come up, you're just going to have to choose wisely. That's all. If you can choose wisely and not act out of peace, you really think you're going to be fine.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
And light that candle.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. No problem, right, Tim.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All righty. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate your call. And, a lot of great callers, Lisa, today.
Yeah, we had Kine, Kara, Faye, Tim. Thank you guys so much. You know, I really, it means a lot to me. And I know we don't get to touch on, you know, on the so personal because we are on the radio. But please, you know, reach out to me. I am very accessible. If there's something that you're not sure of, just give me a call. Let me know, and, you know, maybe I can help you out with that. Because if we can all just help each other have a better day, then life would be a lot better place to be. The world would be a better place. And, you know, these people that call Michael, these are spiritual people, and the world needs them. And if their light is not bright, then, you know, how are we going to ever win? So all of you that are listening, you're listening here for a reason. You're listening because your heart wants more. You're listening because you're seeking for answers. And, we want to help you because the world's a better place because you're here. And the world and the Creator need you here. And shining your light the brightest it can be. You know, when those days are dark and we're seeing a lot of dark times, you need to be strong, so we need to reach out and help those who are light workers. It's important. What are we going to do tomorrow if we don't have these light workers around?
I totally agree. In fact, Lisa, if you got a couple of minutes, let's take one final call here who guy's been holding on. Will that be okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, let's go to final caller here in Philly. Shamar, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Shamar. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been searching and hoping and wishing and praying to find that special somebody in my life. Do you see me in a relationship anytime this year?
Okay. Well, I pull out the Joy card, which is perfect. So that's a wonderful card. It's not reversed. It is straight up, you know, it is straight up. It says, the storm clouds have parted and heaven's breath glows on the water. Knowing such beauty, shall I not say that I am truly blessed? You know what? And I'm going to tell you, what I want you, Shamar, to do is that I want you to find the quietness and the peace and the stillness. Mm-hmm. You are a very big guy. And what the council would like you to do is to take a couple of moments each day to absolutely do nothing. And I don't care if that's to go to a window and look at the birds, but to have that stillness. In that quiet time is what you need.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Because I don't think you stop for one moment.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, I'm a type A personality. I get that. But in order to have that bliss, to know that little part of total joy, because that's what this card is, joy is a very different thing. It's not happy.
Uh-huh.
Joy is that where the feeling where you look at a newborn baby and they smile back at you.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the joy. And so what I would want from you is to find a time for Shamar to maybe just have a very quiet moment, even if it's just a minute or two.
Uh-huh.
Take a break. Just even if you go and you let the sun touch your face and you go, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the energy of the Creator touching my heart. And then when you do, ask the Creator, say, fill my heart. Like, I'm ready to love again.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely listen to the show about the candle. Your candle should have love on it. It should have compatibility. These are the words, friendship, bliss, all these words that describe what you would want a relationship to be. Now, don't get too specific, like, does she have to be 5 foot this or, you know, long hair? Don't do any of that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let the Creator bring that person to you, but ask for the characteristics that you want in the person.
Okay.
Okay, of course you could say the word attractive. Of course you want to be attractive, you know, attracted to the person. I'm not saying that. But don't be too specific about exactly what you want, all right? Your next card is protection. And, you know, this one just says watch for your health, which I think you're fine, right? I think your health is fine. I don't see anything issues with your health. Look carefully at associations you have formed at this time. I just think this is one guy that I don't really like near you. Not such a great guy that you met recently. Do you know who that is?
I just hired this guy working with me.
Maybe that's it. Someone that came into your, you know, life just recently. I'm not sure if I like him with you.
Okay.
But that, you know, it could not. Maybe it's not him. I don't want you to fire the poor guy. But, you know, that would not be fair. But, you know, just keep an open eye. There's somebody that is, you know, doesn't have your best interest. You know,
okay.
He's not going to watch your back like you want him to.
Okay.
And that's it. I think the council really needs you to relax a little and just breathe, you know,
okay.
And let it come to you. Send out feelings that you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Send out intentions that you are definitely worth it and that you are willing to be loved and to love.
Okay.
You know, and you know what, Shamar, when you light the candle, I did this, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but when I wished for my husband, who I'm with now, I'm going to tell you really quick, all right? What I did for specific, and it's funny because your name is Shamar, I asked that my husband look like Shamar Moore, okay, from Criminal Minds, and that he would have the brains of the other guy, Matthew Gubler, okay?
Okay?
That's exactly what I wished for. And on one particular day, on an afternoon, I sat outside in the sun, and I cried my heart out, and I said, listen, this is what I want. If you can't give this to me, don't bother me anymore. And I sent out my intentions, and there was a couple of tears there, and I would say a year later, my husband came into my life, and that's exactly what I got. So power of prayer is very important. It would have been nice if it was a little bit sooner. Yeah, it would have, but it was worth waiting for. And, yes, the name was Shamar Moore and Matthew Gubler. So send out your prayer, do your candle, and know that you're worth it. The most important thing is know that you're worth it and that it's going to come. And take a couple of breaths, look at the sun, and just enjoy life because it's going to come because you're worth it.
Okay.
All right?
Sound good? Yes.
I love that name. All right, you keep us posted. You know, call us. Let us know any questions, especially if you have any issues with the candle. Just send me a note. Again, Lisa Zayas is the Facebook. Or you can go to LisaHypnotherapyandReiki.com, and you can send me a note there. Either way, send me a note. My phone number is on the page, and it's been on the show, too. 570-269-5649. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Shamar. And, yeah, you're going to be fine. It might not be as quick as you want, but it's going to be great, and sometimes that's worth it.
Okay.
Worth it. I shouldn't say something. It's definitely worth it.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, Shamar. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Shamar. Thanks for your call. And that was beautiful.
Name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a true story. So.
Yeah.
Shamar Moore. So many people say, but yeah. I tell my husband that, so it's funny because he always laughs. He's like, yeah, you asked for those two. I'm like, a combination of those two.
Now, I asked before I met my wife 30 years ago, you know, that I'd find someone to be serious to settle down with and that I've learned from my mistakes in the past of dating and, you know, that I would hold true to that. Now, I didn't ask for specific looks, Lisa, so I didn't go there, but everything else, it did come true, though, about 6 months, 8 months, something like that it took me, so yeah, your idea is 100% correct.
Yeah, it's nice, it's a nice thing, and you know what, it was funny, because when I said it to, you know, to the creator, I wasn't joking around, I was like, unless you have something up to my standards, and this is what I want, do not bother me, you know, and, it really was funny because I said, because otherwise, you know, I will stay where I am and I'll be very happy. You know, I was doing my spiritual work, but I didn't think I knew it wasn't going to go further than where I was. But I said, unless you see somebody, you know, don't waste my time. And you can't talk to Creator like that because, you know, people think that, you know, he does have a sense of humor. You look around, he's got a lot of sense of humor. Why not be serious and you know, put down ultimatums? Why, I don't know. I think you're supposed to. If you want to co-create, then be serious and be funny and be no nonsense. This is what I want, and you want me to be happy, right? Well, this is what I want. And that's how that's done.
Very, very true. Very true. Creator definitely wants us happy, so... totally agree with that. So, Lisa, okay, well, we got to wrap up. We actually went over, but that's fine. Glad we got Shamar in. It all worked out really good. I just kind of felt that he was needing to come in, so I thought, well, let's go over the time.
Yeah.
So,
nice. Very
so
nice.
Anyway. All right, Lisa. Enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Lisa. All right, Lisa Zayas to the show. Always enjoy when Lisa comes on. Always have a great time. And that's going to do it for Wednesday shows here on Journey Light. I hope you've enjoyed them. I'll be back on the air actually early tomorrow. We'll be starting at 12:30 Central. 12:30 Central. And so that's 10:30 on the East Coast. 10:30. Wow, we got a morning show on the West Coast. I mean, East Coast will be 1:30. It'll be well past lunchtime. So that's not early at all, right? but we got a whole full day of shows with you tomorrow, and I think we have a surprise guest tomorrow night who's never been on the show before. I've got a double confirm, but I've already confirmed it a bunch of times over the past 2 months, and it is someone that most everybody knows, pretty famous person. So looking forward to bringing that on to you. That'll be tomorrow night. But just watch the Facebook. I'll be posting that information. So I do thank you all for being here. Have a great night. Much love to all of you, and good night. Thanks for listening.